Welcome to Throwing Mountains Weekly Strength. I'm your host, Chris Bollinger. For the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to draw strength from the Bible. I encourage you to make this a daily practice on your own. This is episode 1.6, God in the Day-to-Day, Marriage. That's right, guys.
Knowledge. Marriage is what brings us together today.
That clip from The Princess Bride is the only film clip you're going to get in this episode. Hollywood has a lot of good screenwriters, and those screenwriters do a lot of things very well. But depicting healthy marriages is not one of them. Think about it. When's the last time you saw a healthy marriage in a film? Romantic movies, especially romantic comedies, are especially bad at this. They typically end with the happy couple finally getting together, and then the credits roll. Just like in a fairy tale, they're going to live happily ever after. Because marriage is easy. It just takes finding the right partner, and true love takes care of the rest. You know what does a better job than films at capturing the reality of a healthy marriage? Some rock songs. Seriously. I'll give you two. I can't play them for you because that would violate their copyrights, and I can't read you all the lyrics for the same reason. So I'll read you a snippet of the lyrics for each, and you can listen to them on your own if you're not already familiar with them. But I'll save that for the end. Let's get into the Bible. The Bible passage for this episode is a familiar one. It's the end of Ephesians chapter 5. That's verses 25 to 33. I'll read from the ESV, which is the English Standard Version. Pay close attention to the beginning and the end. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. There is conflict in every relationship, including your relationship with your wife. If you're going to have a successful marriage, then you need to master conflict resolution. But there are two big obstacles to resolving conflicts in your marriage. If you are married or you've been married, then see if these ring true to you. Number one, nearly 70% of the conflicts in relationships center on unresolvable, perpetual problems. How do you resolve a conflict when you can't resolve the problem at its heart? Number two, men and women approach and handle conflict very differently. For example, husbands don't tend to bring up issues. Wives do, 80% of the time. Once a discussion gets going, the husband is likely to react with more physiological stress than his wife, and as a result, he's much more likely to withdraw from the discussion. That brings the conflict to a screeching halt and, as a bonus, aggravates his wife. Why does so much conflict in marriage end up at an impasse? Dr. Emerson Egerich has an answer, and he gets it from Ephesians 5. Here's what he says. Wives are wired for love. They love their husbands, and they crave love from their husbands. Husbands, on the other hand, are wired for respect. Husbands respect their wives and crave respect from their wives. Here's a study that backs up what Egrich says. 7,000 people were asked whether they felt unloved or disrespected during conflict with their spouse or significant other. 83% of the men said what? They felt disrespected during conflict. 72% of the women said what? They felt unloved during conflict. Let me give you two scenarios. If you're married, then you've encountered both. Here's the first scenario. You do something that your wife feels is unloving. She wants you to change, so she moves towards you in what she thinks is a loving way and offers you, that's right, some constructive criticism about how you've been unloving. When she criticizes you, how do you feel? Disrespected. So she feels unloved, and you feel disrespected. Here's a second scenario, which may happen right after the first. Your wife does something that you feel is disrespectful. You want her to change, and you signal that to her by saying or doing something. But that something triggers a discussion with her that you perceive as conflict. You don't want to fight with her, so you withdraw from the conflict. You may even give her the silent treatment. How does she feel about your withdrawal or silent treatment? To her, it's an act of hostility. She asks if you really love her. So you feel disrespected, and she feels unloved. What's the solution? The solution is Ephesians 5. Husband, you have to love your wife and show her that love, even if she is disrespectful. And she must respect you and show you that respect, even if you are unloving. Okay, guys, I can't do anything to have your wife show you unconditional respect. Sorry, I'm just not that powerful. And I'm not the love doctor. But I'm not going to leave you empty-handed. There are some good Bible passages and questions for application in my book, 52 Weeks of Strength for Men. And I have two songs for you. The first is Babe by Styx. Lead singer Dennis DeYoung wrote the song for one simple reason. He wanted to tell his wife how much he missed her when he was on the road. Listen to the words that he uses. You know it's you, babe, whenever I get weary and I've had enough, feel like giving up. You know it's you, babe, giving me the courage and the strength I need. Please believe that it's true. Babe, I love you. The second song is Faithfully by Journey. Keyboardist Jonathan Cain wrote it for a similar reason. Here's what he said in an interview. I started thinking about me and my relationship, and I was missing my new wife at the time, and we were having trouble. There were early signs that we'd probably split apart. I knew I needed to do something that said, I love you, and whether or not you want to leave me, here it is. Again, listen to the words that he uses. And being apart ain't easy on this love affair. Two strangers learn to fall in love again. I get the joy of rediscovering you. Oh girl, you stand by me. I'm forever yours, faithfully. He says that the Holy Spirit sent him that last line. Okay, so you're not an award-winning songwriter, but you can find a way to express your love for your wife, even when she's being disrespectful. Ask God for some help. Next week, I'll talk about obedience. I hope you'll join me for that. Please consider picking up a copy of 52 Weeks of Strength for Men as a resource on this journey. Have a good week, man.